Thank all the children to come and join me at the front of the church, and everybody else can be seated. Hey, Queen.
I'm coming, Jay. All right.
Hi, Vicky. Hey, Willa. How are you, sweetie? Hey, Keelan. Hey, Max. Hey, Missy. Hey, Ellie. How y'all doing, guys? Hey, Maddie. Hey, John. Have you all had a good week this week? No school. Oh, thank goodness. Huh? Was it fun? Did y'all do some good stuff? You didn't care? What? Which day was the worst day? The last day of school was the worst day in the world. Oh, man. Oh, really? What's her name? Miss Hamlin? Well, we need to keep her in our prayers. Okay, is she getting better? Good, good, Kaylee. Good, good. Well, guys, I'm wearing my stole for the first time today. I'm going to wear this every time we have a children's sermon, okay? And I just love it. Thank you very much. That was a really neat gift. Today, I want to talk about nicknames. Anybody here have a nickname? You do, Quinn. What's your nickname? Quinny. All right. Anybody else got a nickname? Any big people got nicknames? I'm not going to ask you what it is, okay, because some of them probably not repeatable in church, I know. But you got a nickname? Okay. Nicknames are given to people that usually say something about what they are like. You know, I guess Quinny just rolled off the people's tongue. Do you reckon, Quinn? Huh? Yeah. You know, but some people are called, we had one guy this morning called Hawk, you know, because he said he looked like one. You know, but people get nicknames because of some characteristic about them. And nicknames are usually given because they are given in love. And also given because people like you. And they like some kind of characteristic about you. This past Thursday in the church's calendar, we celebrated a feast for a fella called Barnabas. Saint Barnabas. Now, Barnabas wasn't his real name. His real name was Joseph. But he was called Barnabas because he had a real special quality about him. Barnabas means son of encouragement. And I guess Barnabas was just that type of guy. He just encouraged everybody. So they called him Barnabas. That was his nickname. Now then, there are some other names that people get called that are not given out of love and are not given out of affection. Has anybody here ever been called a bad name? Kaylin? Maddie? Macy? Max? Anybody here ever called anybody a bad name? Whoa, well, yeah, let's see. Oh, yeah, look at them up there. How do you tell, okay? All right, but you see, there are other names that people get called that are not so good. I am sure that everybody out there in big people land can remember names that were called for people who were of a different color. And I think the big people can remember names for people who were from a different country. And I'm sure that the big people out there in congregation land can think of names of that they have called people who were different to them and people who they don't like. That has happened throughout history. There's never been a time in history that that's never happened. People have always done it. Even Jesus used a term that was derogatory to other people. In this morning's gospel, the one that Donna read to us, Jesus used a term called birds of the air. Birds of the air was a derogatory term. It was a slang term that the Jews called the Gentiles. Because the Gentiles, according to the Jews, were not part of God's kingdom. The Gentiles, according to the Jews, God didn't even love them. And had no time for them. So they used birds of the air as a derogatory term, a slang term, a name that they called them. But when Jesus used the term this morning, it wasn't in a derogatory way, because what he did was absolutely blew his audience out the water by what he said. Jesus said, "Kingdom of God is like a little mustard seed. When you plant it, it grows into a huge bush and has long branches, so that the birds of the air can come and make their nest in the shade." What Jesus was saying was, look, even those people that you do not like, even those people that you call names, those people who are different to you, the kingdom of God is also for them to come and make their home. See, whether we like it or not, guys, the kingdom of God is for everybody, even those people we don't like. God's kingdom is for all people. Amen.